White House rebuffs calls for special prosecutor.
Any investigation that was taking place on Monday is still taking place today.
Sharp backlash. At GOP Town Hall.
When are you going to decide to be an American and not a politician?
Dialing D.C. about robocalls.
There was our number one area of consumer complaints.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the uproar over President Trump's firing of FBI Director James Comey has the White House on the defensive as details about the ouster emerge against the backdrop of the Russia investigation. CBS's Stephen Portnoy joins us this morning from the White House.
Published reports overnight suggest there was more to the firing than Comey's handling of Hillary Clinton's emails. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein wrote a memo saying Comey's public statements about that investigation required his dismissal. But the Washington Post reports Rosenstein has threatened to resign, angry over the White House's portrayal that he was the impetus for the firing. Deputy White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders tells CBS News the president asked for that memo on Monday.
He asked them to put that in writing, and that was the final straw that pushed him.
But Sanders says the president's confidence in Comey eroded over the months. Reports suggest the president just didn't see Comey as a loyal member of his team. Steve?
Well, CBS's Margaret Brennan says a farewell letter from the ex-FBI chief has come out.
Former Director Comey sent a message of encouragement to FBI colleagues following his abrupt dismissal. "I'm not going to spend time on the decision or the way it was executed," he wrote. "I hope you won't either. It's done, and I will be fine."
Well, CBS's Jeff Pagay says Comey's departure comes at a critical time.
Law enforcement sources tell CBS News that the FBI Russia investigation had been picking up speed in recent weeks. FBI agents in the U.S. and overseas have been intensely focusing on following the money, trying to identify who might have paid hackers involved in Russia's campaign to interfere in the 2016 election.
And on Capitol Hill, CBS's Nancy Cordes has the political fallout.
Republican leaders are standing by the president's move.
Our Democratic colleagues complaining about the removal of an FBI director whom they themselves repeatedly and sharply criticized.
In the face of a deafening drumbeat from Democrats.
It is time for a special prosecutor.
Special prosecutor.
A special prosecutor.
Democrats argue everything about Comey's firing was unorthodox.
You can't fire the investigator when he is investigating your administration.
They found an ally in the Senate's Republican chairman of the Intelligence Committee.
The timing and the reasons for this decision made little sense to me.
But Richard Burr insists a special prosecutor would only get in the way of the investigation he's already conducting.
A Senate committee has subpoenaed documents from fired Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Flynn turned down requests for them last month in the Russia investigation. Congressman Tom MacArthur, a key backer of the House health care overhaul, faced a storm of critics at a New Jersey town hall.
Answer the question. Answer the question.
Some pressed him on the Russia investigation and the Comey firing.
Folks, I didn't come here to defend our president tonight. I came to answer your questions.
It sounds like you did.
President Trump has vowed to fix the VA. CBS's Peter King joins us now with the latest.
So the VA hopes to reduce the number of homeless veterans from 40,000 to between 10 and 15,000. New VA Secretary David Shulkin says it can be done, but it'll take longer than the 2 years or so predicted by his predecessor. He says homelessness among vets has been effectively ended in three states and more than 40 communities nationwide. And that assessment comes as lawmakers reach an agreement on an accountability law that'll give the VA more power to fire employees for cause.
An expanded government ban on carry-on electronics on international flights could be announced soon. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Airline sources tell us they've had growing indications the expanded ban could include all European airports with flights bound for the United States. And airlines have started to make preparations for what they would view as a worst-case scenario there. There's a lot of concern on the part of the airlines about how this would work.
The Energy Department says it's going to study what caused the tunnel collapse at the Hanford Nuclear Reservation in Washington State. Work is going on to repair it. In Venezuela, one person died. Dozens of others were hurt in the latest round of anti-government demonstrations in Caracas. A new study finds potential trouble for people who take a regimen of ibuprofen or other NSAID painkillers. CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
These researchers pooled data from four trials to study almost 450,000 patients, and it found that the risk of heart attack after taking NSAIDs for as little as 1 week increased by about 20 to 50%, and the risk was greater at a higher dose.
Well, it seems there's no stopping robocalls. CBS's Anna Werner has a look at government efforts to change that as scammers employ new techniques.
It's not normal to listen to your voicemails and immediately have people yelling at you to stop calling them.
I just picked up my cell
phone. Peter Clark hadn't called anyone. Yet when he checked his phone, he found more than a dozen missed calls with messages like this.
Hi, you guys need to quit calling my phone. I don't have a credit card. This is ridiculous.
It's called spoofing when scammers make it appear as if robocalls to others are coming from your phone, making the actual scammers nearly impossible to track.
It's frustrating. There's literally nothing that you can do.
Why is it taking all of these people, the government and the companies, so long to fix this?
It's exceptionally complicated.
New FCC Chairman Ajit Pai says tackling those scams is a top priority.
I saw there was our number one area of consumer complaints.
Was robocalls.
It was robocalls.
There were 2.5 billion of those calls last month, up 9% from the year before.
Well, this is Susan with Credit Card Relief.
You qualify for a 75% savings.
And you are entitled to receive a complimentary stay.
Do you have a deadline for companies to fix this?
We certainly want them to move as quickly as possible and as aggressively as possible. Some of it is difficult to do because these are highly technical areas.
Will you insist that the companies offer call blocking and other technologies for free?
That's one of the things I'm very open to doing because I think that it's important for consumers to have all the tools at their disposal.
You say open to doing, though.
Well, there's some questions about our legal authority that we're working with the lawyers to figure out.
Workers in New Orleans removed a statue of Jefferson Davis overnight, the second of four Confederate monuments the city wants to take down. Not long ago, an HIV diagnosis amounted to a death sentence. Far from it now, according to the latest research.
The life expectancy for young HIV-positive adults in the U.S. and Europe who take the latest generation of antiretroviral drugs has risen by a decade. British scientists writing in the Lancet Medical Journal suggest they'll live as long as people without the disease. The study finds newer drugs have fewer side effects and are better at preventing the virus from replicating in the body. But researchers insist starting treatment early is vital. Larry Miller, CBS News. London.
Well, there's word this morning. Character actor Michael Parks has died at 77. He's best known for his roles in the Kill Bill movies, Twin Peaks on television, and he was the star of the NBC series called Then Came Bronson in 1969 and 70. That's the World News Roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.